Business Breakthrough Thursdays is a podcast for business owners, not just any business owner, but leaders who are not satisfied with their current levels of growth, productivity, or profitability. Leaders who are dedicated to taking their business to the next level. Leaders who want to break through. In this podcast, we'll interview breakthrough business owners, innovative CEOs, and thought leaders. People who are creating change for their businesses, their industry, and their community. Each episode will give you actionable ideas and strategies to help create your own breakthrough business. Please welcome your host, David Fionda.
Hello and welcome to Business Breakthrough Thursdays. I am not your regular host. This is Todd Van Hoosier. I'm really happy to be the special guest host today. But those of you who are jonesing for David Fionda, don't worry, because Dave is my special guest today on this podcast. Dave Fionda, welcome to Business Breakthrough Thursdays.
Welcome, Todd. Thanks very much. It's pretty interesting being on the other side of the microphone. Instead of interviewing now, all I have to do is answer questions. So it's going to be a heck of a lot easier for me today. So thanks, Todd. Great to be here.
It's never hard for you to look and sound smart. So I'm really happy to have you here. For those of you, because Dave doesn't like to talk about himself all the time, so I want to make sure you all know Dave's qualifications. Dave is a 35-year veteran of this industry, of what we're talking about today. He's a CPA. He teaches accounting at Northeastern University. And he's writing an upcoming book on business development skills for technical founders. And over the past 35 years, he's been living that life. He's been understanding how business development is practiced. He's put it into practice every day of his life. So, Dave, we're really, really happy to have you here to talk a little bit about the book that you're working on and to share some of your thoughts and insights about doing this crazy thing called business development.
Great, Todd. Thanks very much. You know, as you said, it's been a long career, and I've had a lot of interesting, you know, it's interesting. You know, I attended some webinar about, you know, writing a book, and my first impression was, oh, geez, I have nothing to talk about. But then I kind of sat down and thought about all the different stories and all the different deals and all the different things I learned. And I just think it'd be valuable to share some of these things, because guess what? I was a technical founder too, right? I mean, I'm a CPA, accounting trained, you know, kind of, I wanted to go to engineering school. I'm a drummer, so I've got that side of the brain going on. But, I just thought it'd be beneficial to kind of share these thoughts and insights. So great to be here again.
So tell me about a technical founder. What's different about a technical founder than some of the other founders that you worked with in your career?
Well, I think you always think about business founders, and you put them in a couple of categories, right? The first category is, you know, people who are natural born salespeople, right? If you take a look at founders, they were trained, they've got that personality, they're natural born salespeople, they don't have an issue with that. But, you know, me personally, you know, CPA background, you know, I'm math, focusing on math, I've got the music thing going on. A technical founder is someone who has a particular expertise that wants to start a company. So whether it's a engineering expertise, or whether it's a finance expertise, or whether it's environmental sciences or software development or anything like that. I think that, and if you take a look at companies being founded and run today, you know, for the past 4 years, I've been affiliated with the Mass Challenge, which is a startup competition. 128 companies vie for $1 million in prizes. I've been a mentor there for 2 years. Actually, I was a mentor to two winners 2 years in a row, right? But most of those companies are being started by technical founders and in my work with those people, a lot of the work I did with them was around business development. So that's kind of how I define a technical founder.
Let me play the role of a skeptic for a second. If I'm a technical founder, you know, I know this technology inside and out. And I know some of the technical founders that I've worked with are actually doing some of the coding. I never think that's a great idea, but you know, they're heads down in this stuff. Why on earth would a technical founder need to figure out business development skills? Why not just hire that out?
Pretty simple, Todd. If somebody wants to take an idea from conception to launch, they've got to know how to sell. Interesting enough, this year in the Mass Challenge, I was talking to a fellow mentor, and he was a judge, and somebody came in to do a presentation, a pitch, because it's a pitch competition, and they had nothing about go-to-market, nothing about business development, nothing about channel. They just had everything about their product. And I find that at the end of the day, if you are a technical founder with a great idea or a great technical idea, the only way you're going to get this company to explode in those early stages, right? Down the road when you get funded and when you get, if you're a early stage company, you want to get funding, right? But if you're an owner, you're not going to get that kind of funding. Anything you have to fund is organic. So if you take a look at the early stage companies, they need to get between the period of, starting the company and growing it enough to be able to get funded, right? And if you look at the basic business owner, they're doing most of the selling, right? So this book kind of focuses on those two audiences. If you can't, and it's not about selling, and we'll, I differentiate it as business development is more about finding the relationships that you need to and making those relationships productive and getting them to work and getting them to grow your business. So it isn't just about sales.
That's good. You and I were talking before the podcast, and you gave me this list of the three most important sales and business development skills. And I really love that idea. Can you share that with us? What are the three most important sales and business development skills that owners and technical founders need?
Well, the first thing I think is never giving up, right? Persistence is the biggest skill. One of my experiences is that a few years back, I was actually given the rights to bring Italian software to Italy. And when I started, because I'm Italian, I'd been there a lot of times. And when I started doing the investigation, I found that 14 American companies before me had failed to bring Windows accounting software to Italy. But you can't be deterred by that. Business development is about persistence. That's the greatest skill that you need to have. You need to be, it doesn't matter. For me, someone tells me no, I want it to happen even more, right? And that's the first skill you need is persistence. The second skill you need is the ability to listen. Business development is 80% listening and 20% speaking. Particularly if, again, differentiating business development is finding the relationships you need to grow your company. You need to have the other person on the other side of the table know that you understand what their needs are. And that takes active listening. And the third and most important skill is learning how to build trust. Learning how to build trust. Because, I was reading an article the other day. Actually, someone sent me a whole bunch of articles to kind of review on sales and business development. And back in like the 2000s, it was about what features do you have? What benefits do you have? But today, it's evolved, and it's evolved to, can I trust you to solve the business challenges that I want to solve? So it's persistence, right? It's listening, and it's trust. Those are the three big things. And there is, in the book, I'll talk about how to build those skills, but I think those are the three biggest skills you need.
I'd love to talk more about trust, but that might be a topic for another podcast. There's just so much to it, and so much to build. That trust relationship might be worth a blog post or two as well as a separate podcast.
Sure.
So now, when you gave me that list, I'm listening to what you're saying, and you're calling out sales and business development skills. I heard that from you a couple of times when we were talking beforehand, and I heard it just now, and I'm curious. Aren't they the same thing? What's the difference between sales and is that?
There are people that I would probably characterize sales as transaction oriented and business development is relationship oriented.
The thing, right?
What's that?
The trust thing you were just talking about.
Exactly. It is relationship oriented. So a sales skill is about, you know, the pipeline and the funnel and basically filling the pipeline and pushing people down the pipeline through qualification, through a needs understanding. Some of those skills do overlap, but sales is more about, it's more transactional, okay, in my view. Business development is more relationships. A sales skill will get you one sale. A business development skill will get you many sales. All right. So I in my Italy example, I could have gone into that country. I could have started a company. I could have sold the software myself. But I decided the only way to be successful internationally was picking the right partner. So I did a business development sale to a strategic partner that, although 14 companies failed, including a company called Olivetti, which is the IBM of Italy, who spent $1.5 million trying to get this done, we did it in 10 months. We launched a product, localized it, and launched it in 10 months. And the reason why I did that was I was able to do those three things. One, be persistent. Two, listen and understand. And three, build trust. Because by the time I was done, my colleague, his name was Maurizio Ruggi, and the company that I did the deal with was the Staples of Italy. They were the largest office supply and software dealer in Italy. And at the end of the day, he trusted me and trusted that I would do the right thing by him. And that resulted in $multi-million of software. So business development, I believe, is about one to many. Sales is about one to one.
I like that. I like that. Now, you were mentioning, you're talking about skill sets and talking about skill overlap. And, you know, it strikes me that, speaking of skill overlap, there's very little of it, it would seem, between the skills that you need as a technical founder and the skills that you need to be a good biz dev person. Do you need to have a split personality, or how can you work with a technical founder to get them to understand business development skills better?
I think, a skill is like anything else. It's something that you understand you need, and you practice, and you practice, and you practice, and it becomes second nature. My business development skills didn't come to me, you know, automatically. I mean, yes, I've developed that kind of personality, but you know, when I started selling for myself and doing business development, I really lacked a lot of those skills. And, you know, I mean, I just took some courses and did a lot of reading. And, you know, back then, when I was doing it, when I first started selling 35 years ago, I couldn't Google something. I'd go to YouTube and watch a video, right, like you do today. But I think that the way you develop them is first of all, you have to understand that you need it. It's necessary. I think that's the biggest thing. Knowing that you need it. I'm working with somebody right now, doing some coaching with this person, and they're an accounting major, and their first focus is technical. And my job working with them is to get them to understand beyond that, to really understand beyond that. So I think that, you know, people, everybody knows how to listen, right? Persistence is a skill learned, right? And it's something that is challenging many times because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, especially, you know, when I was faced with this daunting task that 14 people failed before me, you know, some people would say, oh, that's not going to work. But you've got to have the vision to make it happen. And you've got to see it make it happen. You know, Tony Robbins talks about that a lot too. So I think that the way that the technical founders can build these skills is by practicing a little bit at a time. You know, I mean, I think most, if you talk about owners instead of, you know, entrepreneurs, most owners know how to sell. If you take a look at most service businesses and most small businesses, the owners are doing the selling. They're doing the selling. So they're doing the transactional stuff. What I want to help people with is getting above that to do the one-to-many types of things, which is what business development is all about.
That makes good sense, Dave. So is it just about practice? Practice makes perfect, or are there some other steps that owners and founders can take to really make sure they develop and hone these skills?
Well, I think that the first thing is that, obviously we're going to be putting some programs together to be able to develop those skills. But I think it's, as I said, I think that the more, people like Tony Robbins say, you can't just change something like this overnight, right? You're not going to wake up one morning and be a great business developer. But the more you practice these things, it's like playing a sport or playing music or whatever, right? I'm a drummer, right? So if I have to take on a challenging jazz composition, I have to practice it. I have to keep practicing it until I feel confident to be able to do it. So I think that's really important. I think it's about practicing. But I also think more, it's about letting it get into your frame of reference. I think that many technical founders and owners come at things from a certain way, right? They look at things from a technical way. I was having a conversation yesterday with someone that I'm working with, and the conversation came to, I forget what it was, and her reaction was technical, and my reaction was business development. I said, her reaction was, look at the things I'm not doing. And my reaction to her was, hey, look at everything that you are doing, and look at the benefits of that, right? So I think it's just a process that as you go along, you can start to develop those skills. But the key is understanding, right? A lot of people, they don't really understand that they need these skills. And I hope that my book will open their eyes up to be and help them be more successful.
Well, I'm sure it will, Dave. I just want to add one thing. When you were talking and sharing that list of skills, and listening was number two on the list. And a little bit later in our conversation, you mentioned, everybody knows how to listen. But I want to challenge you on that statement, because I learned very recently in my personal life, probably, maybe 10 years ago, that I'm not as good of a listener as I thought I was. And what I've learned is that I compare myself and my wife. When I'm listening, this is what I'm listening for. I'm listening for opportunities for me to talk more. What am I going to talk about next, right? How do I jump off from what the person I'm interacting with is talking about and talk about me or talk about stuff I want to talk about? My wife, on the other hand, listens for opportunities to ask more questions. And in the end, when people walk away from a conversation with me, they start to think, okay, this guy likes to talk a lot. When people walk away from a conversation with my wife, they say, oh my God, I love this person. Wow, I feel great. Why? Because my wife got them to talk more about themselves and about things they care about. And me, I just, I'm a college professor, right? I like to talk, obviously. So, I've just learned that lesson over the years, that the more, when you're interacting with someone, the more you get them to talk, the better they feel about the engagement with you after the fact.
Well, I've always held that the business development game is very similar to dating. And if you were to walk into somebody on the very first date and do nothing but talk about yourself for 45 minutes, the prospects of you getting a second date are slim and none, right? Exactly. However, if you were to talk a little bit, ask questions and to take your wife's approach, that's the key to good discovery, right? It is not, I coach basketball, right? So I coach girls basketball in high school. Now, if I had to explain to you, right, how to take a foul shot, that'd be very difficult. But if I showed you how to take a foul shot, that's easier. But you've got to practice taking those foul shots hundreds and hundreds of times, because when you're on the line and the game's on the line, you go back and it becomes part of your memory, right? And I think listening, active listening, is the same type of skill. Listen, we're all ingrained, we're all conditioned to talk about ourselves, and me especially. I mean, I did a Myers-Briggs type indicator about 20 years ago, and out of the ranges, introvert, extrovert, right, from 0 to 60, I was a 59, okay? So that means and the guy who was doing it was a guy who had been doing Myers-Briggs typing for 20 years. He worked with one of the companies I founded. And he said that was the highest score he has ever seen in 20 years of doing thousands of these profiles, right?
Why doesn't that surprise me, Dave?
But it does. It shouldn't. But what I was able to do is that is my preference. That is the way I'm wired. But I was able to train myself to listen more. You know, my mom always told me, you got two ears and one mouth. You should listen twice as much as you talk. And I think that by listening, what you're able to do, because when you're talking about yourself, right, it's blah, 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 you know, and all these good things, right? But when you're listening to somebody, you can get a lot more information about paying attention to their mannerisms, what gets them excited, the emotional cues that you need to close that deal. When someone is talking about, and the other thing is, people love to talk about their company. People love to talk about what they want to do. People love to talk about how somebody can make it better. And I think that listening is probably a skill that you can develop. Like I said, I know I developed it. You know, somebody said to me once, Dave, you just got to shut up. Dave, you got to listen. You know, if you want to be successful, you got to listen. You just can't, I call it showing up and throwing up, right? You know, you get into a business meeting and you just carry on and it's like all the time. And then someone walks out, goes, I mean, I'll never forget this. And this happened to me back in December. I was at a networking event, right? And when I do, networking is business development, right? When I network, my goal is to try to get the person to speak as much as possible about their business, about their needs, about what they want, right? So I learn about what approach to take, right? This guy walks up to me, I'll never forget this, his name was Charlie. And he spent 15 minutes pitching me about saving money on my electrical bills, which A, I had no interest in. I mean, my electrical bill is $100 a month. And B, he carried on for like 15 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes. And then he said, hey, great. Look forward to hearing back from you. Here's my card. Goodbye. And he walked away and I just started laughing. I'm like, do you really expect me to call you back? You didn't even know what I want, what my desires were. So I think it is a skill that can be developed, Todd. Absolutely. If I could do it, anybody can do it.
There you go, folks. There you go. But I think that's true because that gets to the question of, you know, focusing more on benefits rather than features, right? When you're feature focused, you just want to talk about everything great that the product can do, but that may not matter to the person that you're selling to, that you're interacting with. So listening is a great way to figure out what matters to them, and then you can own your pitch accordingly. Dave, this has been an incredible conversation. Any parting words of advice before we go?
Well, again, I think that A, it's been great to be on the other side of the microphone. I had a lot of fun. B, as you can tell, I'm pretty passionate about this. I really believe that the way to successfully grow your business and grow it in a wholesale kind of way, not a retail kind of way. Retail is deal by deal by deal by deal, right? And that's great. But the way to really grow your business successfully is to take the wholesale approach, you know. How can you identify a relationship that is one to many? That's what's successful. When I went into the Italy problem, the Italy opportunity, I identified someone that could get me one to many, not one to one. So again, obviously I would love to do another podcast on trust and building trust. That is a whole nother thing. How do you get, because in my career, I primarily sold, you know, pretty high-end finance software. And that is a business development exercise as well. How do you get people to trust you? Because at the end of the day, if they trust you, they'll do business with you. No, it's been great being on here, Todd, today. I really, really enjoyed, hearing you and listening to questions. And it's just a lot of fun. I really, really enjoy this topic. And I hope, working on the book, I'm trying to get this out as quickly as possible. But, you'll see something very soon. So. Thanks very much, Todd, for having me today.
Dave, it's been my pleasure. And you folks will see and hear Dave next week and the next Business Breakthrough Thursday. So thanks for letting me get my voice in here too every once in a while, Dave.
You're welcome, Todd. It's always great. Always great. Thank you.